Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So then we go to Villa Banach restaurant, which is not Villa Blanca. It's very close, but it's not Blanca. It's just Banach.
Welcome to Villa Blanca.
Where husbands take their wives.
As opposed to, sir, where husbands take their mistresses.
As opposed to pump, where boyfriends take their boyfriends. And as opposed to Vanderpump Gardens, where boyfriends take the people who are in flower arranging class.
Gail and Nathan come, and Sandy comes to meet them. They're setting up for this party, and there's fans with the picture of Aisha's face, like, oh! And then they've made little noodle props, like little noodle party noodles. Party favors that say Aisha's noodles.
Yeah, and then so Sandy's talking to Nathan, and Nathan's like, I'm surprised you allowed me to organize this because I can't even organize the laws, never mind a dinner table. Oh, yeah. Well, my advice, listen to your team. Just give feedback, okay? Now, that's what we call a tip meeting right there. Mm-hmm.
I'd just like to point out that Nathan opens this before he's been back on the boat and admits that he's never gotten the organization done.
Yep.
Although the laws is the bathroom, right?
No, the lab is the bathroom.
Oh, the lazarette. I think, is yes. God, we just lazarette. Went over it. It's the old lady married to Lazarus. Okay, the lazarette. So he just confessed to never being able to get that done and laughed about it. Just remember that. So she's like, listen to your team. Okay, listen to your team. Oh, I'll get feedback. That's for sure. Okay, where's my phone? I took some pictures. Oh, look at this. Look at the pictures of this lass. God, look at this. This is gorgeous, isn't it? This is so well done. We're calling it Joe's Lass. Joe's Miracle Lass. Finally. And he's like, nice. He goes, yeah, it finally got cleaned up. That's my point. And he goes, well, that was my request. You literally just said, you just admitted that you couldn't get that fucking thing cleaned up. Nice try, sucker.
Yeah, and like, you know, it's been an issue because you made a joke. You made a deprecating joke to Sandy, and like, you wouldn't make that joke unless it's a thing that she's been on top of you about, right? So, yeah, and he's like, it's like this awkward beat where it's like, oh, you're either trying to claim credit for this, or you're trying to pull away some of the shine for Joe. Like, it was an ingracious moment, yeah. And you were caught. Okay.
Yeah, that was a test.
And all that lies.
And you failed it. And all that lies. Come on, babe. We're going to do it Joe's way. he's a miracle. It's a miracle, Joe. Yeah, she was testing Nathan. And the correct answer would have been, oh, they've done a great job. I'm going to find out how they keep this done and keep that system operational, Captain. But instead, he's like oh, that's what I've wanted the whole time. And now that I'm gone, now they're doing it. Oh, really?
He's like, don't think that they're special. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the response should have been, wow, I am so proud of them for pulling up. And it looks like they even went overboard. And no pun intended, Captain Sandy. But
wait a minute.
This makes
Who
me
am
so
I?
Happy.
Am I Goldion right now? Huh. Just a lady without any money, just learning how to be humble. It's a great movie, Overboard. The original.
What was it? Who was in the remake again? I don't even want to know.
Not Goldie Hawn, tell you that mm-hmm. much. That movie came out and I said, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Get Goldie Hawn back here.
Was it like Rachel Bilson, your birthday twin?
Wasn't it reversed where it was the guy?
Yeah.
Who was a dick, and then he fell off the boat, and then he lost his memory and had to learn how to be a good person. Yeah. No.
The summer I became hot. So I feel like that's what that show is about.
I'd love that title for a show.
Me too. I've never seen it or read it.
Oh, it's with Anna Faris.
Oh, we love that.
Who I like in general.
Yeah.
So wait, maybe she was the one who went overboard and they didn't reverse it. It wasn't the guy because she is wet, but so was the guy. I'm very confused. Can you tell? I just
she was like, this. You fell overboard. I feel like it was probably the guy.
It's over. It doesn't matter. So party van, they come, they're on their way to the restaurant, and Aisha, you know, Aisha's like, oh, I'm just so grateful to be here. And, you know, everybody's been so sweet to me. Just kidding. She's like, it's a party van. It's so exciting.
It's a lot. I did feel quite bad for the guests at this restaurant, because it was a lot of Aisha just slowly making her way to the table. But they're not there yet. Sorry. So Jen decides to weigh in about bachelorette parties, and then that makes her think about the guy that she wants to marry. And she has a long laundry list that they sort of have this kind of like AI rendering of a guy next to her. And she's like, he has to be above 6'2". I don't want any short kings. I don't want my kids to be weirdly short. Sorry. Nice smiles. I don't want to look at nasty ass teeth for the rest of my life. Blue eyes. I would like some of my kids to have like blue eyes. A Bentley, hopefully. He's got to be ripped. It's going to be ripped like all over ripped. Like literally just, I just want like a muscle. I just want it to be abs with eyes. That's what I want. Okay. And I don't want like skinny legs. I want like also well endowed. Something where big, good nipples, not too big. I don't want pepperonis. Maybe like, good luck, Jen. Good luck with this.
Yes. I think Connor's story from that hockey show. Yeah. I want him to be tough and serious, but like funny. Okay. So your last thing is at least funny. You don't want, none of this has to do, is not one thing is like, wow, it would be great to have a good person.
Yep.
Would like a good guy who treats me well and treats my kids well. She's like, oh my God, he has to be hot, like 6 foot long. She's an idiot. So then Villa Banach, the party van comes, and Aisha's freaking out, of course. And who's here? Honey. Hannah's here, and Anastasia is also here.
Oh my God, it was
yelling, jumping around.
I know. It was so lovely. What a lovely reunion this was. They all run up to Aisha and they hug, and it's so sweet. And then Aisha's like, oh, I'm absolutely blown away. But to be fair, she also says that when she sees a pebble, look, there's a pebble. I can't believe it.
Then we see flashbacks of them being together on the boat years ago. 7 years ago, to be exact. And we see Hannah, you know, Aisha's making a comment like, oh, I love it. I love getting it up the asshole with a finger that's been dipped in peanut butter. And Hannah's like, you are the nastiest bitch I've ever met in my life. What's wrong with you?
So Hannah's like, my life has done an entire 180 since you last saw me. I got married. We bought a house. I had a beautiful daughter, Ava. I just won a little boat with Ronnie Karam. And my daughter's 5 next month. And the one thing I miss about yachting is you just form these bonds that are just like very hard to find in other places in your life. And what I miss about it are the hours, the small bunks, having no choice about what you eat, the hierarchy, the captains, the bosuns, the walls, the ships, the water. Just everything, the fish. I don't even like the fish. Just every single fucking thing about yachting.
That's what I don't miss. It's like, I hated this shit. I hated every fucking minute of this. Aisha, she's like, I like the free wine. The end. So Aisha's like, well, thank you so much for organizing it. Like, I have anything for you. Oh, wow, Hannah. So cool for you to be here. Wow, this is great. It's so nice to see you. Someplace it's not an opium den. That's crazy. Hey, does anybody have a spoon for Hannah to heat up her heroin in? That would be great.
So Hannah says that she and Sandy sat down last year, and they had a whole talk, and Hannah told her truth, and they just let bygones be bygones. And Sandy's like, we hugged it out. We forgave each other. And now we're in a great place, or as I like to call it, a not Norma place. See what I did there?
You know, I had to sit down with Hannah and I said, listen, I hate your guts. And I hate, you know, all the drug running you're doing possibly right now. But I got to tell you this. You're not Norma. And that's something. Okay, let's shake hands.
By the way, Anna, don't forget to say hello to EC for me. El Chapo. Say it. El Chapo.
El Chapo. You know, it's nice, Hannah, that you got here all the way from Australia on that donkey you've been running drugs in. Yeah, that mule. It's been pretty good. Good to see you. So,
don't
yeah,
go up against Hannah's me, like, Hannah.
We sat down. She told her truth. I told my truth. We let bygones be bygones. We're back together. Me and Sandy, sisters. Can't stop hanging out with Captain Sandy right about now. So Hannah says that she's met her husband and daughter, and she's met her wife, and now they've got a nice friendship growing. So then Joy meets Anastasia, and Sandy's like, oh, during one season, our chef got fired. Oh, my God, you replaced the chef? Whoa, spoiler alert. Jeez. Well, you've been calling line all day.
And we see flashbacks.
I was going to tell you about Anastasia is the one who replaced the chef. Fire. Jeez, take the wind right out of my sails.
Okay. Did Anastasia replace Chef Mila? Mila was fired?
I think so, because I think she, I think so.
I kind of remember that. I remember she stepped in and did all that stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't after Kiko.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was Kiko or Mila. Because who came after Kiko? Duska?
No, Kiko came. Kiko, after Kiko, that led to Tom, I believe.
Oh,
because remember, Hannah was really upset about Kiko leaving and then the Malia stuff and everything. I think Dushko was on the season where there was that guy, Matt, who was like a real douchebag. And like, after like one day, he's like, my blower back hurts. I got to leave. He like abandoned the ship and they had to bring on Dushko for like the day.
Yeah. I forgot that Anastasia Dushko was the best, that she was a classic. And she was just like what even was she on the other boat? They're like, well, this other boat was passing. We said, please, someone cook. And a lady came over and we said, you know how to cook? She said, I thought you said cookie. So we had to give her some cookies, but she did also make us some terrible food. So we were thankful for that. God bless
she
her.
It was like great steaks. She's like, Dushka. All she could say was Dushka. I think she was like on
what
that
are you
boat.
Making
like,
for dinner tonight? Dushka. Oh, all right. Well, fingers crossed.
I think they had like some prepackaged meals on that boat, and she just was like in charge of heating them up.
I didn't remember Anastasia did that until these flashbacks and came flooding back, but the only time I remember an actual crew member replacing a chef was the Rocky situation. I'll never forget that one. That was a classic. Oh my God, yes. And she was putting grenadine on the oysters. Yes.
Yeah. Well, there was one season where they, oh, I guess, was that the episode where they were all cooking? There was one episode where like the whole, on one of the below decks, where they just were all in the kitchen trying to cook something. But that, gosh, I don't know. There's a lot of lore at this point. So Anastasia, I can't remember. Was it Anastasia or Anastasia? I just really can't remember at this point. Do you remember?
I think it's Anastasia.
Okay, we're going with Anastasia, but if it's Anastasia, just know that we acknowledge that we thought about it for a second. She basically is like, that was, you know, back then we were all single and wild and free. And I left yachting 6 years ago and I bought a business and got married, had a kid. And Aisha's one of the only people where I would literally drop everything and travel the world to see her for one night. I thought this was, I got kind of like sad and wistful actually watching this because, I don't know. I feel like, I think to be a yachtie, it seems like it's a wild chapter of your life where you are traveling and like it's really, really hard, but there's like lots of wild fun times and like there is partying and hookups and you're getting yelled at. It feels like it is weirdly being like in the military or something, and you're just, it's this crazy chapter that you really can only do when you're young, and then you move on to a new chapter of your life, and then you look back and it's like, oh, this is a chapter I can never go back to. I don't know. For some reason I thought that like it made me reflect about that, and I don't know. Made me wistful.
About being a yachtie. You're like, God, I miss it. I miss the seas.
You know? I was like, I need to get back out there. On the seas.
Still go to bed every night holding a squeegee. Just remembering the days. Yeah, memories. I I don't dwell because, you know, I get upset.
Yeah.
So now Nathan is talking to Joe and Max, and he's like, so you held it down well, did you? Well, not too bad. Me and the boys were warriors. I couldn't have done it without them. Ha, boys, where are we going together in the end? Valhalla! Exactly.
And we will all go down together. Yes, we will all go down together.
So Nathan is like, Captain showed me the photos. Like, yes, it's yachting ready. It's like, yeah, it looks good. Which is, for Joe saying that, like the implication that like we've been on a boat that was not ready for the seas. So
yeah, and Max is saying, oh, we are good, bro. We are good on the deck. Let's talk tomorrow. Let's talk tomorrow about it.
No, I love that you're back, bro. Having your energy and your work ethic around the boat, especially when you tell Captain Sandy that Joe has been putting sugar in the gas tank. It's gonna be great.
Wait a minute. What do I do? Friendship of my life.
So Nathan tells us, when I get back on the boat, I would actually consider appointing Mad Max, the Chaos Agent on steroids, as lead deckhand over. Like, see, at that point, like, could you, like, listen to the sentence you just said, and do you want to amend it? Mad Max, the Chaos Agent, as your lead deckhand? I mean,
yeah,
sir. Sir.
Yeah. And he wants it. He wants Max because Max is better than someone he cannot trust. I mean, one thing you really have to be as a cleaner of decks is trustworthy. You really need, this is basically, it's like a Secretary of Defense kind of a position. It's huge. It's a big one.
But also, like, maybe earn Joe's trust a little bit. Like, why don't you say, you did a great job. I know we had a rough start, but I am so impressed with the way that you rallied. You're wonderful. You could be a bosun. You give him his flowers, or at least fill him up with gas so that way he doesn't feel insecure about his position and comes for you.
Well, he's not going to do that. He says, you know, I tried to tell Captain Sandy I couldn't trust Joe, but, you know, he was the best candidate at that point, but now he's not. And I'll say it with a smile on my face.
Okay. Well, you're going to get turned down and she's going to have that same smile on her face. So have fun with that. She's going to be like, really? So you don't want to promote the person who did the most amazing lass I've ever seen in my life?
Whoa. I told Norma you might want to upload the picture of this lass to your Tinder profile. It might actually get clicked on for once.
Shake that lass. So Aisha is, the waiters bring out all these cup of noodles, and Aisha's like, oh my God, I love noodles. And she talks about how much she loves noodles, and we see flashbacks of her eating noodles over the years. And then Max is asking Nathan about the baby, and Max is like, oh, having a family, bro, love that. Please remember that you have this fucking kid in family, and this is like, he's like playing with a kid. And then Max then now jumps into a story about his family that we've sort of heard before, that one just thinks it's like just going to be a little bit of, you know, some texture for the scene, not realizing we're actually setting up an international thriller by the end of the episode.
Yeah, he says when he was 16, his parents divorced, his mother left, and the dad just found someone right away and basically left him alone. 17, by myself, no parents. No one at home. So I was just doing party. And some people bring food, stuff, barbecue for me to eat. So thank you to yachting.
I love the random, like, angel barbecue donors that he got in France.
People are like, you're lonely. So I brought you some barbecue.
I brought you a baguette slathered in bullseye barbecue sauce.
Yeah, that's sad. Divorce stories are so sad. But somehow I remembered this as him being like a kid, like a little kid. So he's like 17, all alone in the house. So it's sometimes hard to not be. Well, I moved out when I was 15. So what are you fucking taught? Like, I can't even imagine being like, I'm 17. What do I do for dinner now that I don't have anybody giving me dinner?
Like, oh, God, Max is alone. He's only 17.
On the edge of So then Aisha, Sandy, and Hannah and Anastasia are talking about the wedding, and Hannah's like, it's the beginning of such an amazing phase of your life. It's when you start to realize that you absolutely hate the current phase of your life, which is yachting for you. Okay. But then once you get married, you can then start wearing lovely caftans and realize that you just spent so much time on a tiny little box on the high seas with people that you hate. So enjoy that.
It's so nice getting off of the boat and where you don't have to resent the captain. And then you get a husband and you realize there's someone new to resent. There's someone brand new to resent. And it's on land. So that's, you're going to love it. And Sandy's like, wow, you're around married people, around a baby, around another baby. You're going to get married and have a baby. That's what happens. That's what happens, Aisha.
Is this the little Aisha I carried? Is this the little girl who stuck her finger up her bum?
Bung hole, bung set. Bung hole, bung set. Yeah, you know, you become who you hang around. You know, I started hanging around Gigi Fernandez and Norma's still running into nets everywhere we go.
If I were a He-Man, I'd have the very same haircut. Sorry, I love that musical, you know?
Seeing Hannah and Anastasia and their families, and then Nathan has a family, and it makes me want a family. It's got no talk about it, but you know, it's like a new train of thought. I've just hopped on the new train of thought now. Choo choo, babies, babies. I hope to get pregnant and birth a maraca.
So Sandy's like, all right, guys, I'm out of Fiddler on the Roof song, so I'm just gonna do a little Russian dance home. Okay, it's good for the knees. I'll see you back on the yacht. Okay. Does anyone have a bottle for me to put on my head while I walk over there? Thanks.
Dushka! Oh, wow. Blast from the past. Look who else showed up at your party. Just doing the bottle dance.
Okay, here we go. Tradition.
Dushka, do you have something to say to the happy bride-to-be?
Dushka!
Okay, well, I think we can wrap it up now. It's a good
guys. One. Guys, one more tip before I leave. Lazarette. Okay, bye everyone.
Who is the boy that cleans up the Lazarette? Makes it finally look good. Doesn't give me shit. Joe! Who is a loser that couldn't clean the Lazarette? And he really sucks at his job. Nathan! Whoa! Lazarette! Bunghole! Oh gosh, I got on the wrong song.
Why can't I try one too? Who is the guy who makes a square of floats go so nice and cleans the Lazarette? Joe!
No, you gotta do more than that, Coop. Come on, it's not just, you gotta see it all the way through.
So Hannah and Max hug, and Max like, oh, Hannah, incredible. You think the universe bring us together? She's like, how are you? I'm amazing, Hannah. All right. Wait, maybe you should do some buttons up on your shirt. This is kind of embarrassing. Your breasts are hanging out. Man boobs just flopping out here in the wind. Maybe you should just button that up a bit. He's like, no, it's French. This is how you do. You do this French. You know, you know South of France. You do this. The sun's rising. My flowers, okay?
It's like, your flower? He's like, yeah, I'm a flower. So then Max tells a story of that he actually met Hannah in the south of France when he was living by himself, and she was the best friend of the American neighbor, and he had a crush on her. And he's like, I'm a booby guy. She's the booby queen. So all my life, I wanted to know that what it was like to go with Hannah Ferrier. She's like, okay.
She's like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. She does that eye roll where one of her eyes closes and the other one just rolls. It's like, absolutely not, honey.
She's getting her.
And now we get back on the party bus to go to a club. And Nathan and Gail are on a different van to go to their Airbnb. And Joe's even trying to start shit with this. He's like, where is Nathan? Of course he's not gonna come out. Of course he's going back to... You hate him. What do you care? We're even trying to undermine about this. Jeez.
Yeah, seriously. And then Joe's... He starts like... As they say, shagging a stuffed animal. There's like a stuffed animal. He's just like pounding it on his like pelvis. And it's like, what are you doing? Why are you trying to like fellate this plushie here?
Yeah.
Or have
and then
the
they take it to the
you,
club and he keeps fucking it in the club. It's really weird. And they just keep showing all these guys getting wasted and falling all over and Joe fucking stuffed animals. It just keeps cutting to Hannah's face like, ooh, chick, please.
Yeah. And so they're all partying and getting wasted and it's wild and it's crazy. It's time to go. Aisha's like hugging them all, like hugging her girls. And because they're like, she's like, you're not coming back to the yacht. And Anastasia's like, yeah, we have big rooms with big beds. So, yeah, this is where it ends for us.
Goodbye, losers. So they get the hell out of there. And Hannah's like, yeah, I've been out of here for a while, but these new yachties need to be studied. And they need to be put in a zoo. Studied. So Aisha says bye. She's going to remember this forever. And the producer tells Hannah on her way out. They're like, so is it wild seeing Aisha grow into this new person? And she's like, growing into what? Did you see her? Nothing's changed. And she starts doing the Aisha dance. Like, oh!
The Aisha sway.
Up in the air.
That she does. She's like the car wash, like the long sort of rag things that sort of sachet over your car.
Yeah.
So then at the after party and Coop's going to make some noodles for Aisha and Kat crawls into bed with Coop real quickly. They have a nice little moment, cute moment. And then Joe and Kaylee are in the jacuzzi and they're going to get back together because, you know, it was just tough. And
she's like, basically, he's with me because Nathan's coming back and he's stressed. So he's going to stop being an asshole to me today. But whatever. It's nice. I'll just use it. It feels nice. I'll take it. And he's like, you were the chief stew on a Mediterranean season. Do you understand how huge that is? Like, yeah, and you were bosun, which is what we're getting to, right? Let's just make out. Shut up. So then we go to Coop and Joe's cabin. They're cuddling. And he's like, well, I booked my flight because I got 2 days to hang out in Dubrovnik after this. And she's like, oh, I didn't even think about staying. I guess I could stay. And he's like, well, you should.
The producer's like, what's going on with you two? And Coop's like, you know. Stop, you know.
Now it's the next morning. Max is getting mysterious texts from unknown number. And they're like, I need you, Max. Where are you? I'm sorry I didn't have barbecue for you when you were 17. Max, please, Max. And he just keeps ignoring it. And Nathan comes back on the boat and Aisha announces that he's... Yeah.
May I interrupt? When they first showed the unknown number saying, I need you, Max, I need you, I felt like they were trying to imply like, ooh, maybe this is like Hannah, like trying to sex late at night because, you know, they showed that there was this like moment and Max is like, oh, I've always had a crush. She's the booby girl and she adjusts his shirt and everything. But like, we know that Hannah would not, but I was like, this is someone else, but I feel like they're trying to make us think that this is Hannah. I was not expecting it to go in the direction it did go, but I was like, what's happening here?
Yeah. But yeah, that was a mysterious, and he was just ignoring the mysterious number. So Aisha announces that Nathan's back, and Joe's like, fuck me, man. And now the deck crew get together, and Nathan's like, I didn't realize we were at a different marina. It's good to be back. You didn't realize you were at a different marina?
You're right.
You're doing great so far, Collie. You're doing great, Collie.
So I'm expecting at this point that he's going to announce that Max can be lead deckhand. He doesn't do that, though. He just says, like, I'm looking forward to getting back into it. And Joe's like asking how his back is. And he goes, it's good, but I'll be delegating a lot more, unfortunately. And so Joe's like, so less manpower. And he's like, yeah, more brains, less manpower. So Joe is telling us.
I'm sorry. Are you known for that? No one needs a deckhand for their brains. Get the fuck out of here. Just get rid of it.
More balding. More balding. Joe's like, we need 4 able men on deck. If you're not 100%, why are you even here? Okay, now you also settle down. This guy is injured, so he's going to take a more administrative role, and he's going to delegate more of the physical stuff. Like, I don't think it's, like, honestly that crazy. Okay, don't make me advocate for Nathan here. But he's like, yeah, you guys will have to lift a little bit more stuff. It's okay, you'll get by. So Nathan,
I'm not with you on that, only because this is a physical job. Like, if you can't do the if you can't do it, I don't know. Nathan's also an asshole, so that's not helping. But
I think that there are ways. I think he could do certain physical things, but I feel like as bosun, there's a lot of administrative stuff that isn't necessarily physical that he can do, and it'll be fine. I think it's just like. I think Joe is just trying to find some sort of crack to try to exploit it and rise up in the ranks.
Yeah. So Nathan's like, anything I can do better now going into the 7th charter from anyone? Anyone? Okay. Meeting adjourned. Well, actually, we've got a little system on how to deflate and inflate. If you can just hear us out, it's pretty big. So I'm bringing this to it's an inflate deflate meeting. I've called it.
And so Nathan's like, okay, I love it. Let's get into it. And so then Joe is now telling Coop, like, he says he's here to delegate, but he doesn't fucking do well anyway. And we haven't got the manpower. So what the fuck is he going to do here? I'm going to need you, lad, more so than ever.
Yeah, Nathan has a good attitude when they're like, well, we've been keeping the labs real clean. We don't know how to deflate things now. And he's like, great, keep it. Okay, get to work. And he's like, Joe's attitude, I can tell he's not here for me. He's here for himself. Dun, yeah. Dun, dun. So then Joe's like, well, we've got a leader who can't lead and someone that can't do manpower. I'm here to delegate. Oh, I mean, what the hell? And Coop's like, I know,
don't worry about it. You're still my daddy.
So in the bridge, it's time for the preference sheet meeting. Charter number 7. Okay, so Aisha, I'm sorry, Cassandra is a luxury realtor from Orlando, Florida. And her husband, Jeff, are planning a trip of a lifetime to celebrate Cassandra's birthday. They mainly sell real estate to roller coasters who've retired from the game.
See, yeah, Jeff is a self-proclaimed thrill seeker and is helping. He's hoping for like water toys and fun. And joining them are Cassandra's friends, Louis, Lisa, Tasha, John, and Hillary, with her husband, Brad. No one likes Brad.
Oh no, described by her friends as a type A, Cassandra might have a list of intricate demands from service from morning to night. Oh, go on.
Here's the bad news.
That was the bad news.
It's going to rain.
Yeah.
It's worse. You know why it's going to rain? Because Cassandra told this guy to rain. Damn, Cassandra.
Could someone call Phil Collins and tell him to stop? Stop wishing for it, okay? Some of us need sunshine.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to hopefully get off the dock. Maybe it'll just go around us. But you know what? If it does rain, I want someone to send, what's the guy? Jeff, out on the deck and tell him to tilt his head up towards the sky and open his mouth and close his nose. And then he'll feel like he's being water tortured. He's a thrill seeker.
Now Max gets another text and it says, Max, please call me. It's your father. I need you. I'm trapped in Tunisia. I need money or I'll be hurt. Now, why didn't you just lead with that, by the way? Yeah, that should be your opening text. Not, I need you. Yeah. I need you.
Yeah, so I need money. Yeah. So Max rings and he answers. And his father is there and he's like, oh, I don't know. I need money. I don't have bank account. I need money. And Max is like, my father, after years, called me and he's in deep shit. Really urgent. He had enrolled into like a criminal organization of laundering money. Oh, what the fuck, Dad? What the fuck?
So Max goes and tells Sandy. Max looks like he's seen a ghost. He's got this look on his face. And Aisha's right around the corner. So she listens in. And Max goes in and he's like, I don't even know where to start. My dad is in Tunisia and some criminal organization asked him to receive a check and put them on his bank accounts and withdraw the money. And then he was doing this to make a bit of extra money. And now the bank saw the fraud. So they canceled he lost his bank account. So he can't give money to these criminals and they're going to basically kill him. And now Max is thinking is saying to his dad, leave the country, but he can't leave the country because crime. And so now Max is like, I guess I'll go to Tunisia. And he's like, I'll cross the desert to get to him out of the countries. What the fuck is that? And it's like,
yeah, I said his dad can't leave the country because he doesn't have the money. So now he's going to go to Tunisia with money to get the dad. But also, if the banks caught him, aren't you helping him run from the law? Presumably?
I don't. The situation didn't make total sense to me. I feel like the guy just needs money to pay off the criminals. And then he can start figuring out how to get back to France. I have no idea, but it's crazy. So Sandy's
this is crazy. And you can't be going to get your dad and help him escape the mob and then over the borders when he's in trouble in that country, probably with the law. Like, no.
I don't think he just tricks into those places.
Yeah.
And so Sandy's like,
can I give you some advice? Let me give you some advice. Lazarette. Queen Lazarette. This is not helping, Sandy. Okay. Well, I'm going to give you some advice. Don't become a heroin head like Aunt Hannah. Look at her. Just look miserable all day.
Okay, here's what you do. Tell your dad that if they want the money, they got to call this number. And then that number is Norma. And then she'll take so long trying to take care of their needs that your dad could sneak out of the country. Try it.
Listen, tell your dad, I know it's really hard, but something that might feel make him feel better is finding someone as desperate as he is. Norma, we've got a guy for you. Finally.
Has your dad thought about serving them some brandy? You know, it really does wonders for people's attitudes.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to send Norma to Tunisia to confront the gangs. There's never been a man who hasn't run from Norma. Okay?
Tell your dad, I'll pay you the money after you go on a date with Norma. And just watch. Just watch.
So he's like, oh, I want to do what my father didn't do for me. I'm taking barbecue to Tunisia.
And so he's crying and he's saying he's going to do an act of love for his father, even after everything he did. I will not let him go. And
I like Aisha going, that's such a beautiful reflection of who you are. Yes, devoted son. No, very stupid.
Yeah. And he's like, tomorrow I go. I take my father. First things I go in Libya. I'm going to Libya straight. He's like,
Libya's involved.
You're going right in the middle of danger? What are you doing? He's like, I made for it.
Oh, no. He's seen too many movies. So he's like, when he didn't hit me when I was 17 and they kicked me out of my house, I want to show him that even now, 12 years later, I am going to help him and I'm going to love him and I'm going to show him what his family, what is meant for. The link of blood, you know, is infinite. And if I can protect my father, that makes me someone. I'm like, oh. But, like, can you protect him, like, without going into Libya? Is there a different path we can go?
No, because we can't send him money. I mean, you can't just send it to the check cashing place, I guess. I mean, I don't know. So Sandy goes, oh, wow. Wait. Just so you know, Libya has a warning. Do not travel to Libya for any reason due to crime, terrorism, unexploded landmines. New threat alert. Someone named Norma has just arrived and she's terrified.
They say do not go to Libya. Norma's favorite restaurant just opened up there and she is currently in the vicinity. So stay away.
Wow. I texted Norma there was a desperate man in Libya and she's already jetted over there. Jeez.
I just got a text from Norma. It says, did you hear about the new Panera Bread that opened up in Libya? And I said, honey, don't go there. She said, too late. I'm already in line.
You know what? I'm not going to sugarcoat anything, Max. I'm going to tell you this. All right, you know what? Suck on this piece of candy while I tell you. It'll make you feel better. Okay. Doing what you're doing is not smart. Okay. Now you're going to risk your life. And, you know, I love you. There, I said it. I care about you, but you're a grown man and it's your decision. Don't do this or you're fired.
It's your decision. But if you decide to leave in the middle of this TV show to go to Libya, I don't know if I can help you much more beyond that. Have a nice trip, Lee. See you next fall.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I hope he does not go. Gosh. I hope he goes through authorities.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't go either. What the hell? Your dad was
also, in fuck this dad.
Crime. Let him deal with it.
Yeah, fuck this dad who abandoned you, left you to a life of barbecue, and now you have to go bail him out in a foreign country, in a country that is like safe where you're going to have to bring cash or something to bail him out. And quite frankly, you're dealing with criminals. I'm not even sure that this is going to help in the first place.
Yeah, you're going to be missing some fingers and shit. Don't do it, Max.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being here today. It has been a lovely day. We will talk to you a little later with some Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our Palliger. It's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz. It's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it. It's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that. It's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes. It's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs. It's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess. It's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie. It's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop. It's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose. It's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.